became the heiress to a red and rusted bicycle, built like a tank from Sears and Roebuck, circa 1952. It had been entrusted to me by my late great Uncle Pat, and I guess he didn't ride it much. Both tires on the bike were flat. Pat had died at Christmas time in 1991. He had fallen off the wagon and he sunk into a Christmas funk. My father, he had found him 2 days after he had died. Well, he drank himself to death one night in a little homie owned by the seaside. Well, I took the bike, I cleaned it up, and my father, he patched up the tires. Am I going to town or just spinning my wheels? And when I die, I wonder how it feels. Was a few days later at a place down the street from where he lived. There wasn't a hell of a turnout. He had never married and he never had kids. The coffin lid was open and Pat was lying inside. My sister had a picture of a poodle named Pepper. She put it in his hand and then she cried. Now I'm riding around in the city through the smog and the summer heat, and I'm blowing through all the red lights. I guess you could say I'm feeling lucky. And the taxis and the trucks, everybody blowing their horns. And I got a bicycle bell to ring, and I got an ocean to sing as I'm riding along. Cemetery and snow flew around in the air, and a hired man from the state, he played taps on a coronet, and a flag was presented to his sister for time in the service that Pat had spent when he used to ride on the bike way back in 52. He was starting out a life, and the bike, it was brand new, and life was laid before him like a platter before a king. He was young and he was handsome.